Alexei Kedekesha and Fata Morgana with a story of Hamalia. That was a poem by Taras Shevchenko put to music by Fata Morgana. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've dug into the audio archives for a couple of items. We have Victor's vignettes, and he'll be telling us all about what it was like being a shipyard interpreter after the fall of the Soviet Union, and that vignette is narrated by Sergei Kaznady of Toronto. As well, a flashback, Rushnichok story, and Stefan Andrusiak will tell us the story of a bistro in Ukraine called Baraban. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got a usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, more poetry of Shevchenko put to music. We have the Canadian Banduras Capella from Toronto up next with Hrai Kobzar Yuhrai, Play Kobzar Play.
Чи на роша, де ця, 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 де ця want to listen to Nash Holos without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Головна мета Ukraine War Amps – це допомога пораненим воїнам та патріотам, які захищають свободу своєї країни у сьогоднішній війні за Україну. Ukraine War Amps представляє програму «Всинови солдата». З вашою підтримкою наша організація зможе передавати принаймні $50 США щомісяця для цільової підтримки якомога більшого числа українських героїв. 100% зібраних коштів буде передано напряму героям, пораненим у війні за Україну. Програма «Всинови солдата» будує унікальний зв'язок між вами і солдатом, якого ви підтримуєте. Все починається з вас. Візьміть під опіку солдата. Підтримайте героя України.
Садок вишневий коло хати, хрущі над вишнями удуть, плугатарі з плугами йдуть, співаючи йду дівчата, а матері вечерять ждуть. Сім'я вечеря коло хати, вечірня зіронька встає, дочка вечерять подає, а мати хоче навчати, так соловейко не дає. Поклала мати коло хати маленький діточок своїх, сама заснула коло них. Затихло все, тільки дівчата та соловейко не затих.
The Alleluia Quintet with a Shevchenko poem, Sadok Vishnevi Kolochatia, Cherry Orchard by the House. Here's another one by storyteller Sashko. Oy krikhnule sirihuse, the silver geese were calling.
Oy krikhnule sirihuse v yaru nastavu, stala slava na vse selo pro tuyu vdovu. Стала слава на все село про тую вдову. Не так слава, як той поговір, що загаїздив козак січі до вдови у двір. Що загаїздив козак січі до вдови у двір. Вечеряли у світлиці, мед вино пили, і у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли. І у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли. Не минула тая слава, не марно пройшла. Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела. Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела. Вигодувала малого, в школу дала. А із школи його взявши, коня купила. А із школи його взявши, коня купила. Сіделечко шовком шила, жупан дорогий. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. Взяла коня за поводи, селом провела, та й привела до обозу, січо дала. Та й привела до обозу, усічо дала.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznadi in Toronto. Well, it happened at last. Our city became open to the world. It was the year 1992, and there were no more military restrictions. Many visitors arrived at once, and there was a need for additional interpreters. Our newfound freedom, welcome as it was, brought with it lots of problems. Not least of all, nobody knew anything about international marketing. And nobody spoke English. So, in a way, we were babes in the woods. Even though for years we had built warships and aircraft carriers for the Soviet Navy. The shipyard in Mykolaiv was visited by many local and foreign guests who tried to look important and wealthy enough to buy an aircraft carrier or perhaps a small trawler vessel. They all had one thing in common. When it came time to pay, they all vanished, leaving behind multi-million dollar contracts worth less than the paper they were written on. Sure, I will remember this as a time of terrible economic problems. It is not easy to be an independent state after suddenly detaching from a big and aggressive imperia that wants to settle your problems for you, ruling and commanding you without your consent. And of course, controlling all the state mechanisms, which you can be sure it was not eager to give up and hand over nicely to its sovereign successor states. At that time, in the early 1990s, the current economic situation was on everyone's minds. And now we were able to discuss politics freely. We did, in shops, markets, wherever. I recall one guest from Turkey once overheard a small group of us having one such discussion. He said to us, "Probably your grasp of English is very poor, and so you imagine completely impossible events. Inflation can never reach as high as you say. It might get to 5 or to a maximum of 10%, not more." Such a lucky man he was. He never felt the cold breath of hyperinflation, which peaked at 10,000% in 1993. He never woke up in the morning knowing that bread or milk would be 3 times more expensive than they were the day before. At around that time, I recall going on a business trip to Hamburg. To be sure, wealthy and healthy. Germany, with its rich and plentiful shops, smiling people, and colored lights, pleasant smell of chocolate and perfumes everywhere in the streets, impressed us greatly. But do you love your motherland less when it is in trouble? Despite being surrounded by affluence and abundance, we still looked forward eagerly to return to the only place on earth that really needs and waits for you, home. During the trip, we encountered some men from a German fishing company who had never heard of our shipyard in Mykolaiv. So we explained, an ex-USSR republic with military restrictions cancelled. That was enough for them. Then they asked us to show the obligatory attributes of any independent state, our flag and money. There were no problems with showing our flag, but our money. The periods of detaching from the Soviet ruble zone and establishing our own currency, the hryvnia, took nearly 5 years. In the interim, we had funny money. Officially, it was called coupons, but people called them fantiki, or wrappers, referring to pieces of paper used by little children playing shopping. Essentially, the Soviet version of Monopoly money. Despite all of these problems, we had a strong feeling that everything was moving in the right direction, away from USSR imperialism, communism, and miserable Sovok life. Wise men say, don't rush events. Everything will take care of itself, without your intervention. The Mykolaiv shipyard was a state enterprise, therefore it suffered very painfully. Everything of value was stolen, and what was left of our place could not sustain the workforce. My employment at the shipyard ended abruptly. I was offered a job by a Swiss-owned private company with offices much closer to my home and with a salary 5 times higher. My decision was obvious. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, do побачення!
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається в англійською мовою з британською Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Paulette Macquarie, по-українське Павліна.
Я вчити ще не хотів, я втік від мами з татом, я бог на все забив. Тернополі точав, катав у ширку Дніпро. Я ненавидів поп, я слухав тільки рок-н-рол. Камон, Ваня, старайся не трусити попів. Доби бродяга п'ятку і поїдем, файне місто Тернопіль. Я там зустрів чувіху, їй 16 не було. Дощі малолетка, але в ліжку я кахула. Я з нею все забув, забув про ширку й Дніпро. Але вона любила диско, а не рок-н-рол. Камон, Маша, старайся не трусити попіл. Добий бродяга п'ятку і поїдем, файне місто Тернопіль. Oh,
файне місто Тернопіль.
The Wild and Crazy Breteha Dukina Vipers Brothers, and a song called Fajne Miste Ternopil, a song about a lovely town called Ternopil, and that happens to be in western Ukraine, not too far from where my ancestors hail from, and a good many others in this part of the world. Coming up next, Volodymyr Verminsky with Oi Upoli Ruta Ruta, a song about the red rue in the field.
Ой, у полі рута-рута, на тій руті квітка. Шануй мене, мій маленький, бо ня лиш крихітка. Як не нимиш шанувати, не будеш ня мати, бо я тобі не грушечка в саду коштувати. Бо грушечку покуштуєш, та й далі закинеш, а без неї молодої марно ти загинеш. Було тобі не рубати зеленого дуба, було тобі та й не брати, коли ти не люба. Гей! Було тобі не рубати зеленого дуба, було тобі та й не брати, коли ти не люба. Було мили не ламати зелену ліщину, було мили та й не брати, ха, молоду дівчину.
Thank you. знайду, та свого милого найду. Ай, я буду Іванкова, о, Іванко, душа моя, лем собі за хору зайду, та свого милого найду. Лем собі за хору зайду, та свого милого.
Vinyl recording made back in about 1982 or so, that was a group from Edmonton called Dunka, and that word translates from Ukrainian into English as thoughts. And that album was called Soundscapes. The song was Zvitse Hore, from the mountains. Coming up next is another Canadian group, a little just a wee bit south of Edmonton. This is a group from Calgary called Jito, from a fairly recent recording made about 3 or so years ago. Here they are now with Yesyohodni Vitebe Vidyizhdzhayu. I leave you today for battle.
Сьогодні від тебе від'їжджаю, боронити ріднесенький край. Може вернусь, а може загину. Ти, дівчино, про мене згадай. Може вернусь, а може загину, ти, дівчино, про мене згадай. Ой, не плач, не ридай, дівчинонько, твого хлопця на світі вже нема. Він загинув щасливі хвилини, як любились, кохалися ми. Твоє личко рожеве цвіте, очок. Твої очі чарують мене. Твоє личко рожевий цвіточок. Твої очі чарують мене.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британською Колумбією в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Paulette McCory, по-українське Павліна. Coming up next is something from deep in the audio vaults. Well, not too deep, going back about 5 years when this first came to us. And it is narrated by Stefan Andrusiak, who now has his own radio show called Nasha Kasha, which airs on a couple of university campus stations in Ontario, Western Ontario, I believe, and London. We'll bring you more information about that in the near future. But meanwhile, here is his Rushnichuk story all about a bar in Kyiv called Baraban. And I didn't go into that bar, but I did go very close to it, close enough to get some photos, which I'll share with you fairly soon online. But meanwhile, here's Stefan Andrusiak now with his Rushnichuk story about Baraban.
This is Stefan Andrusiak, and this week I'll play you something a little different and more current. The song is called Baraban, which means drum in Ukrainian. Baraban is also the name of an actual out-of-the-way Kyiv, Ukraine bistro. I wrote the lyrics and a very basic melody in 2011. However, it took Mike Kuchar's enthusiasm, musicality, and voice to bring the song to life. Baraban is a bit of a rant. The song is also an expression of hope. A visitor wanders into a popular secluded bistro. The stranger quickly discovers that everyone has a menu of their own, demands of their own, offerings, but no one seems to feel responsible for a successful outcome. Having never been to Baraban myself, I use the bar as a metaphor for Ukraine today. Because the song is edgy, at an edgy time, it was very important for me to contact and to inform the owners of the club about the song coming out. Baraban's owner, Ihor Sovtan, wrote me the following. Пісня ваша дуже сподобалася. Вона класна. Таких пісень не вистачає Україні. Roughly translated, he said, I like your song very much. It is in a special class musically and philosophically. Such songs are too few in Ukraine. Baraban was recorded in front of a live audience during the St. Catharines, Ontario Folk Arts Festival on Saturday, May the 19th in 2012. Mike Kucha wrote the music, sings lead vocals, plays acoustic guitar and bass guitar. Beth Bartley on violin, her husband Mark Clifford acoustic and dobro guitar, Mark Haggerty on drums, Leanne Vida, and yours truly sing the harmony. Here is Baraban.
Starlit alleys lined with dustbins has a place called Baraban. Near the street they call Rishchati, careless with everyone. Wandered in with reservations, still I'm here with no regrets. Expats, poets, politicians, still they're scheming vinaigrettes. Places jammed, so many parties, resolutions, egos break. Outcomes turn to Mama Lega, order now, please clear the way. But a bun,
Ukraine
is one that you'll never know. Beat the drum, see the song.
Come
together, read the dawn. I don't know. Life profit to believe it's Byzantine. Hold the vodka, give me substance, a place to grow, a chance to dream. Kasha's nice, but we're still craving truth and rights to rule the day. Thugs are chilling, fever's building, golden grains are turning gray. All my sisters and my brothers, no exceptions, rule of law. One son fought, but he faltered. Go and find a better one. 20 years called it freedom, all the gods, corruption, fear. Beat the drum and end the silence. One great country loud and clear.
Baraban, Baraban,
Ukraine. Ukraine is one that we're not done.
Beat the drum, see the song.
Чекає покажіть всім, що ви на ритарця. Учитися, браття, сестри,
усміхніться, доля.
Барабан, барабан,
і всім один закон.
Барабан, барабан,
Ukraine
is one that you're not done.
Beat the drum, see the song.
лісочку шовком дабілю да вишиває.
Mlada from Ukraine with a song that's pretty timely given the season here in the Northern Hemisphere. And that song was called Oy Vesna, O Spring. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. Нежами вжескін чили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не все той рацію має, що інших картає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who upbraids someone is not always right. And that brings us to the end of our program. So to wrap things up, we have a group called the Cossacks from, somewhere in Alberta, I believe, and the Twins Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks for listening. Until next time, do побачення.